CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Former Canadian World Junior hockey players on trial for 2018 sexual assault allegations. Five former members of Canada's 2018 World Junior hockey team, Michael McLeod, Dylan Dube, Carter Hart, Cal Foote, and Alex Formanton, are currently standing trial in London, Ontario, on charges related to an alleged group sexual assault dating back to June 2018. The incident reportedly occurred during a celebratory gala following the team's championship victory, and the case has attracted national scrutiny due to the high profiles of the accused and ongoing concerns about Hockey Canada's handling of sexual assault allegations. All five players plead not guilty, as the trial continues to explore key issues surrounding consent, evidence, and institutional response. Details of the alleged incident. The sexual assault allegations stem from an event held in June 2018 to celebrate Canada's victory at the IIHF World Junior Championship. According to court documents and testimonies presented during the trial, the incident is said to have involved multiple individuals in a group setting. The complainant alleges that the assault occurred shortly after the team's victory celebrations, raising questions about the conduct of the players and the environment surrounding the event. Legal proceedings and charges. Five former athletes, Michael McLeod, Dylan Dube, Carter Hart, Cal Foote, and Alex Formanton, are facing charges related to the alleged group sexual assault. All have entered pleas of not guilty. The trial is taking place in London, Ontario, and involves a careful examination of the evidence brought forward by both the prosecution and defense teams. Key issues under scrutiny include the question of consent and the credibility of witness testimony. Public and institutional reactions. The case has drawn significant public attention, partly due to the high profile of the defendants as former national athletes and the prominence of Hockey Canada as an institution. Critics and advocates have expressed concern about the organization's response to sexual assault allegations historically, prompting calls for greater transparency and improved safeguarding measures within the sport. Reports indicate that Hockey Canada has faced scrutiny from both media and governmental bodies regarding its policies and handling of past misconduct claims. Impact on Canadian hockey and broader implications. This trial highlights ongoing challenges in addressing sexual misconduct allegations in sports, especially in environments with power imbalances and team dynamics. The outcome may influence how Canadian hockey organizations and other sports bodies revise their approaches to player conduct, education, and victim support. It also serves as a focal point for broader discussions on consent and accountability within athletic communities. Next steps in the trial. The trial is expected to continue with further testimonies, presentation of evidence, and legal arguments. Observers note that the case is complex, involving nuanced considerations of consent and the credibility of evidence presented years after the alleged incident. Updates will be provided as the court proceedings advance. In conclusion, the ongoing trial of the five former members of Canada's 2018 World Junior Hockey Team underscores critical issues surrounding sexual assault allegations within the sports community. As the legal process unfolds, the case will address not only the specific claims of the 2018 incident, but also broader concerns regarding institutional accountability, consent education, and the culture within Canadian hockey. The outcome has the potential to shape future policies and practices aimed at preventing misconduct and ensuring a safer environment for all participants. Continued observation of the trial will provide further clarity on these significant matters.